family church. Okay, little ones, go with Sister Julie. No pushing, no shoving. And that goes for you too, James. I don't doubt it. Thank you, Lord. You know, I got to tell you, I feel His presence this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, dear Lord, for this service this morning, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Oh, Lord God, your will be done in this service, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we're going to leave here changed, folks. We're going to leave here refreshed, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Everyone just say, we worship the Lord.
We worship the Lord.
We worship you. Okay, so, yeah, you know, do you do that? Do we do that? Do we really worship the Lord when we're going through the tough time, the hard time? I know that, let me say it like this. We've all had opportunities this week to worship the Lord through a struggle, through a hard time, where we could either get into the flesh, get discouraged, maybe even chew somebody out or something, depends on what you were going through, or we could worship the Lord through it. Amen? So that's what we talked about last week, when we were talking about trials. We talked about Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, and how he put the praise and worship team before the warriors when they were going out to battle. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today because this is so important, and it's really got me excited, guys. This is what we need to do, man. We need to worship the Lord through your trials, through your storms. Okay, it doesn't matter if you sing good. Okay, you can focus on the goodness of the Lord. You know what I mean? You can just think about His goodness. Amen. And besides, I know everybody in here, whether you sing good or not, you sing sometimes. You sing, whether you're in your car or in the shower or whatever, everybody sings sometime, right? Raise your hands if you sing sometimes. I'm surprised how honest everybody is with that. Wow. Well, that's cool, man. We're getting better about being honest in church. That's good. We're going in the right direction. That's good news, Brother John. Hey, good to see you, Brother John. So, look, man, we got to worship the Lord through your trial. You know, what I'm talking about, man, is getting our eyes off of ourselves. You know what I mean? Focusing on the goodness of the Lord, proclaiming His goodness, just speaking it. If you don't want to sing, just focus on His goodness. Talk about His goodness. There are ways we can worship the Lord without making a tune. Amen? But let me just go ahead and say this. There's something special about singing to the Lord. There's something special about it. He rushes to you when your heart is broken and you cry out to Him. He runs to you and wraps His arms around you. Amen? And that's true. You know what I'm talking about? My little one, Rachel Grace, oh, my goodness gracious. When she sings to me, and you know, I'm her daddy, and when she sings to me, man, it just does something to me. You know, and she don't sing real good. I mean, to me, she sings beautiful, but she ain't got no trained voice or nothing. You know, she don't keep time perfectly or nothing like that. But when she sings and she's singing about her dada, it makes me feel so good. You know what I'm talking about this morning? Oh, I just love it. So think about the Lord God who loves us so much, and He loves for His children to praise Him. Especially when they're going through a tough time. Amen. No matter what you're going through, we can and should praise the Lord. Amen. So everybody turn with me to Second Chronicles. We're going to read a little bit of that again. Praise was awesome this morning. And the Lord is worthy of our praise. Amen. You know He is, guys. I know a lot of people are going through some trials, some storms. Let's just praise Him through it. Stand on the Word of God. Let's all do this together. We're going to stand on the Word of God. We're going to trust in His promises. We're going to be obedient to what the Bible says. And no matter how hard things get, I'm going to keep my focus on the Lord. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him in the middle of my storm. Amen? All right. 2 Chronicles 20, and we're going to read verse 18. Now here's the deal, what's going on. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, is being invaded by this coalition of armies. Three different armies are coming against Jerusalem in Judah. Okay, so they're in a really tough, bad situation. It might even look like a hopeless situation. You know what I mean? But Jehoshaphat gives this burden to the Lord. Amen. Guys, you know that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give our burdens, our scary thoughts. Man, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Amen. And if we don't give these burdens to the Lord, guess what? We're going to get bitter. We're going to get mean. We're going to get stressed out. We're going to make all kinds of stupid decisions. You know what I mean? But we give our burdens to the Lord, and He's going to give me peace. Amen. So anyways, Jehoshaphat's in a pickle, man. He loves the Lord, and the nation, he's done everything he could do in his power to bring the nation back into the Lord, into worshiping the one true God. Amen. And like I said before, just because you're doing all the right things, just because you are sold out and devoted to the Lord, and you're putting $5 on the offering plate every 2 weeks, and you're coming to church, you're doing all this stuff, ma'am, that doesn't mean that life's going to be easy. It don't mean that at all. You know what I mean? So here's the situation. Here comes these armies. Jehoshaphat gives it to the Lord. And God promises that, hey, you're going to get the victory through this battle. It's going to work out just fine. And so Jehoshaphat puts the praise and worship. I just love this part, man, because this does not make any sense. This makes no sense at all in any part of military, anything, warfare, to put a praise and worship team, to put people that praise the Lord in front of the guys with the swords. You know what I'm saying this morning? But that's what he did. He put the praise and worship team before the archers, before the spear guys, before the sword and shield guys. And so when they go out to battle, man, they're just worshiping the Lord. You know what I mean? How many of us would do something like that? You know what I mean? Okay. Is God good this morning? Yes. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Everybody say, God, you are worthy of my praise. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 18. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. This is so amazing right here, because what do we see? We see a king of Judah, we see a king of an entire kingdom bowing down before everybody, humbling himself. You know what I mean? And that's, guys, men, that's how we got to be in our homes, man. That's how we got to be in our homes. You know what? I don't care what anybody thinks about me, but I'm going to worship the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's how we need to be. There's a blessing in it when a leader, you hear what I'm saying? When a leader says, you know what? God is number one in my house, and I'm going to worship the Lord. I don't care what anybody says about me. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? A nation is blessed when its leaders serve the Lord. Amen. It's been proven over and over again. The scripture tells us, matter of fact, Proverbs 29 and verse 2. Remember this one, guys. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. So they have a godly king who says, I don't care what you think about me. Amen. It's not about me. Amen. I'm going to get my face down in this mud and cry out to the Lord and praise Him and worship Him no matter what anybody thinks about me. Amen. I know kings usually don't act like this. Amen. I know the boss on the job site usually doesn't act like this. I know that maybe you've never seen anybody act like this before, but I love the Lord. I want to be a God pleaser, and I'm not concerned about being a man pleaser. Amen. And that's one of the awesome ways, man, where God can really, really bless us when we humble ourselves. Amen. When we humble ourselves, I don't care what you think about me, man. I'm a Christian and I love Jesus. Amen. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. Is that true? Is that true? When a nation is sold out to the Lord, man, amazing things happen. Doesn't mean that it's there's no problems. Doesn't mean that there's no trials. But God can bless. God can bless. Amen. So this is the program we want to get on this morning, is we want to humble ourselves. Amen. We want to humble ourselves before the Lord. Say, it's not about me. It's about you. I want to be obedient to what this Bible says. Amen. You're God. I'm not. I'm in a sticky situation. I'm in a situation that I don't like. You know what I mean? I don't like this situation. I wouldn't have picked it out for myself, but you're God. Amen. And I just humble myself before you because I know you're going to work it out. Amen. I'm trusting in you. Amen. Can we trust in him this morning? James 4 and verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. That is a true statement. It's in the Bible, so you can count on it. You know what I mean? But if you humble yourself and stop trying to advance yourself and leave God on the back burner, you know what I mean? You put God first, God will advance you. God will put you in that place where he needs you to be. Amen. You know, we're not really here on this earth to make ourselves happy. Did y'all know that? You're here because the Lord wanted you here. The Lord picked you out to be here. Amen. You are here to give the Lord glory and to give him honor. And that, you know what? That you're going to have the best life possible when we fall into that bracket, when we fall into that place where we realize, hey, you know what? I'm here for the Lord. I'm here for the, I am here to do his bidding, to give him glory. Amen. That's when we're going to have peace. That's when we're going to have joy. And that's when we're going to have overflowing of provision. Amen. Whew, man. Is anybody else hot? Savannah, you hot, baby? I am getting a, never mind. There was a joke in there, but I ain't going down that road. Never mind. That was a trap from the devil. See, you gotta be sober. You gotta be on guard. Following those traps, man. Oh man, that is good. That is nice. Okay, so what's going on? Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord. See, when the leader did it, then everybody else was like, okay, I don't feel so dumb doing this. You know what I mean? And you know what? Even if the boss man doesn't worship the Lord, even if your husband isn't going to worship the Lord, somebody has to make that stand in the home. Somebody has to say, I'm going to worship the Lord. Amen? I need God's blessing on this house. I'm going to get down and worship the Lord. Amen? Can I get a witness? Fell down before, yeah, give him some praise, man. Give him some praise. Fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Okay, and they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. Everyone say Tekoa. And that is absolutely, without a doubt, that is the best part about being a preacher. That is what I like about preaching. And when I say something and everybody else says it, I'm like, yes, yes. But then the more I do it, you know, if I like, because I'll get addicted to that. And within a few minutes, I'll say, and all God's people said, and y'all are like, no, dude, no. I'm not doing that anymore. You're making me feel silly. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat, that's the king, stood and said, hear me, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Jehoshaphat is encouraging these folks. Hey, we're going into battle. Battles are kind of scary. People try and kill you. It's loud. It's noisy. It's like a family reunion with knives everywhere. It's very intimidating. So, but listen, you can stand on the word of God. That's what he's saying. God promised that we will get the victory. So you stand on the word of God. Amen. Look, we got all kinds of promises in this book right here. And beloved, we got to learn this book. We got to get into this book. We got to read it more and more and more. And we got to get it in our hearts. Amen. And we got to be obedient to it. This is the program that we're on. So, you know, how can you trust in the Word of God if you don't even know the Word of God? Amen? You know what I'm saying? You got to get it in here. And all God's people, no, never mind. I know. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. That's what we got to do, guys. Craziness is coming. I'm in a crazy situation. My week last week was crazy. Whatever you got going on. Man, I got to believe on the Lord. I got to trust in the Lord, man. I got to know in my heart that he's got a reason for this going on, that he's going to work this out somehow. Amen? Because that's what this word tells me. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed. Isn't that good? We can stand on this word of God. It's not going to let you down. We will succeed. It doesn't mean everything's going. I always have to say that because I don't want you guys to think I'm promising things that aren't true. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean everything works out the way you think you have to have it. You know what I mean? See, God sees success a little different than we can see success. You know what I'm saying? God may not want you to have a gazillion dollars in the bank right now. I would feel pretty stinking good if I had a gazillion dollars in the bank right now. You know what I mean? But God knows it wouldn't really do me well to have a gazillion dollars in the bank. I wouldn't be here. I mean, hey, listen, man, Billy Graham would be preaching this morning, and I would be doing something really important. I'd make sure all the bases were covered, man. When my check comes in, you know, I ain't going to leave you guys. I might not be around as much, but it's all good. In spirit, I'm going to be with you. You know what I mean? Anyways, bring it back together, beloved. Okay. So, listen, we're having a good time, but we really have to put ourselves in this situation to where I'm in a praise and worship team, and I'm marching out to battle before the enemy. So the first people I'm going to see is the enemy. You know what I mean? I don't have a sword. I got a microphone. I got a kazoo. I got a tambourine. Whatever. You know, a harp, a lyre. You know, I'm praising the Lord. Behind me is the guys that can protect me. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be scary? But see, Jehoshaphat said, trust in the Lord, guys. Trust in the Lord. He's encouraging the men. Amen. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I don't want to go to war with a tambourine and a gazoo. You know what I mean? No. It's going to be okay, man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding, because your own understanding is saying, no, man, I should at least have a sword or a stick or something. You know, give me something over here. But no, the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. You know what I mean? Okay. But see, when we praise the Lord, the Lord does amazing things, man, in the middle of our crisis, in the middle of our storm. We're getting our eyes off of our pain, off of our agony. And let's be honest, there is pain and agony a lot of the time. You know what I mean? But I'm focusing on the goodness of the Lord. He's going to give me peace. He's going to give me strength. Amen? All right. I know y'all are getting tired. Let's go to the next slide. You did notice I got two water bottles today. This one is mineral water. Not really. I don't know, buddy. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 21. And when he had taken counsel, so he encouraged the folks with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire as they went before the army and say. So here, guys, you guys are going first. You're going first. You're going to praise the Lord, okay? And this is what you're going to be singing. Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. Isn't that awesome? Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. Yes, a prophet said you're going to get the victory. Yes, that's been prophesied. Yes, I know that God is on my side. But there's no guarantee that I'm coming home tonight. You know what I mean? That's how battles work. That's how warfare is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going first, and I got the tambourine and the kazoo, and I don't have the sword. You know, in the natural, things ain't looking good for me. You know what I mean? But give thanks to the Lord. His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks. You know what I mean? You got to trust in the Lord. That's what I'm saying. Put yourself in these guys' shoes, man. And if you're going to sing, I mean, could you even get those words out of your mouth? You'd be so scared. You know what I mean? Like, we should be in the back or in the middle or something. This doesn't make any sense. Give thanks to the Lord. But man, they had it going on, man. They were trusting in the Lord. Whether they were going to make it home or not, man, I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm standing on His word. I'm going to be obedient to His word, and I'm going to praise Him in the middle of this storm. Amen. I'm giving it all to Him. And you know what happens when you praise the Lord? You get your eyes off of your own little problem. The Holy Spirit, man, the Lord God Jehovah, He runs to you, man. He runs to you. When you're going through a storm and you call on His name, buddy, He's there. You know what I mean? Now, check it out. You know what else happens? The enemy gets confused. The enemy gets confused. You know what I mean? Satan is like, what? What? You guys are in a no-win situation, and you're giving God glory? Why are you giving God glory? Oh, man, because He is worthy of my praise. He's worthy of my praise. He's allowed me to be in this situation. It's going to work out the way He needs it to work out. Amen? All right. Tell the truth. I listen to these, you know, throughout the week, and sometimes it sounds like I'm mad at you guys, and I'm not mad. Well, maybe I'm a little bit at a couple of y'all. No, but yeah, it's we got a weird thing going on, man. For like people that listen to this, like, whoa. Give thanks to the Lord, for His steadfast love endures forever. Hey, no matter what happens. No matter what happens through this trial, His steadfast love endures forever. Even if I made a bonehead mistake, even if I got selfish, His steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Even if I'm dealing with a painful consequence or I'm just kind of stressed out, His steadfast love endures forever. My God will never leave me or forsake me. He loves me. He's my daddy. Amen. Verse 22, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Isn't that cool? See, they begin to praise in this crazy situation, and the Lord began to roll His sleeves up. The Lord began to get involved, and He set an ambush up for these guys. And you know the story, where the enemy gets confused, and they think the people beside them are the Hebrews, and they start killing each other. You know what I mean? So when the praise and worship team comes around the corner, give thanks to the Lord. You know, all the enemy's dead. They're all dead. Everybody's dead. You're like, woo, man, this worked out a lot better than I thought it was. You know what I mean? And then imagine this, Rick. You get your ribbon, your combat ribbon, your combat pay. Like, yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got your hat, your Mount Moab conflict. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got your bumper sticker. Combat veteran. I bet you saw the crazy action. It was crazy. Praise and worship team regiment, first platoon. You know what I mean? But man, you got to have it. You know, because we are in a war. We're in a battle. And if we praise through the storm, guess what? God's getting involved, man. He says, okay, let me at this. Okay, you're going to do this. You're going to do what the Word of God says. And then I'm going to take care of this crazy stuff for you. Amen. Psalms 34 and verse 1. I will extol the Lord at all times. You hear that? I'm going to worship the Lord at all times. No matter how hopeless my situation looks, man, I'm going to praise the Lord no matter what's going on. Amen? I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I think we sing a song like that. His praise, something like that. But that's the deal. That's the ticket, man. That's what we got to do. Good times, bad times, mountaintop, valley. His praise is always on my lips. Amen? Well, I worship You, Lord, no matter what's going on. You're a good God, a holy God, a loving God. Can I get a witness? Psalm 71 and verse 14. But as for me, I will always have hope. See, when you stay in the attitude of praise, because Satan will try and steal your hope, man. You know that. But when we keep praising, Satan can't have your hope. He can't have it, man. You're surrounded by the anointing. You know what I'm saying, man? Does that make sense to you guys? Satan can't get what you don't give to him. You know what I mean? So if I'm praising the Lord, he's confused. He's like, I don't get it. Last year, he was 3 feet deep into this mess. But here I try the same old trick, just come at a slightly different angle. And he ain't buying it this time. He's praising the Lord. Huh, I don't get it. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. You see that? When I start getting discouraged, when I start getting stressed, I'm like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't plan on this. Wow, I had this problem, and now I have this problem. This is crazy big. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to praise the Lord more and more and more and more and more. I'm not going to let Satan have my joy. Amen. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to focus on his goodness. Amen. Y'all with me this morning? If you're with me this morning, do this. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I know. That one right there was thin ice. I didn't think anyone was going to do that one. But that makes it all worthwhile right there. Go to the next slide, guys. Turn to Job really fast. Job. Real fast, or you can look on the monitor. So, okay. Are we all in agreement that Job really went through some trials? That's kind of his thing, man. He's like the poster boy. People that have never been to church in their life know about Job. You know what I mean? Nobody wants a Job experience, and hardly anybody names their kids Job. It's like, no one names their kid Judas. You know what I mean? And then it's Job. Okay. So Job just lost everything, man. He just lost it all, except his wife. She's there. God knows what he's doing, man. God is good. No. Man, why did I say that? Okay, Job 1 and verse 20. Then Job arose. I'm sorry. I got to stop writing in cursive because I couldn't read my own writing. Job 1 and verse 20. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. You see that? That is like this is what the Hebrews would do, man, to show like extreme grief. Like you would know if somebody was having a really, really bad day because they'd tear their clothes and they could shave their head and they could put ashes on their head and stuff like that. So, yes, you will go through pain. You will go through really, really crazy times sometimes. Job did. And you know God had to sign off on every single bit of that. God had to allow that. And sometimes that's a hard pill for us to swallow. God, why did you let this happen? Well, he's God. We're not. He knows what he's doing. Amen. But see, Job was in pain. He was in agony. He was grieving. We go through seasons like that. Amen. Doesn't mean you're weak. Y'all with me? And Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. But that's the important part. He fell on the ground and worshiped. He lost everything. He lost it all, man. His kids are all dead. His property's destroyed. All his wealth is gone. You know what I mean? And he falls on the ground just like Jehoshaphat and worships the Lord. Worshiping him. Didn't blame God. Didn't raise his fist in the air. Why are you picking on me? I was good. Didn't you see me? I put money, sent a missionary to Guam. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with me? And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. I can't take nothing with me. God blessed me with all this stuff. I did my part. I worked really hard, you know what I mean, and all this stuff. But God saw fit to remove this stuff from my life. See, sometimes when we go through the hard, the really painful trial, we stop growing in the Lord at that moment. You know what I mean? Because we get bitter. Like, God, why did you allow this to happen to me? You know what I mean? Instead of allowing ourselves to be thankful for the time that the Lord has given us with these people or something like that, we'll let Satan lie to us because we won't keep that attitude of worship, that attitude of praise. And Satan will begin to lie to you and say, man, you really got messed up on this deal, man. You know what I mean? But God doesn't want us to do that, man. He says, worship me. Keep me in the forefront, man. Humble yourselves. Stop focusing on yourself so much. Humble yourselves before me, and I'll exalt you, man. I really want to use you. Amen? And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When I woke up this morning, I didn't think my day was going to end like this. But blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good. He is still worthy of my praise. He allowed me to have so many years with these children. They're a blessed memory. I will never forget them. I might make some more later. You got to read the story. Anyways, it's a good story. I can't believe he said that. Verse 22. In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. So he didn't get bitter. He did not get bitter at all. God, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. I love you. You are worthy of my praise. Amen. That's the place we got to be. Amen. Ain't no Jobs in here. You know what I mean? And Job didn't curse God, man. Job didn't sin. So we need to give it to the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. Y'all are getting tired. Y'all are supposed to be praying for Texas people today and throughout the week. And next Sunday, well, I'll do that later and get riled up. Habakkuk. Let's say that together. Can we do that? Habakkuk. Habakkuk. When I say Habakkuk, it makes me want to learn Hebrew. Because I know that that's not really how you would say that. Never mind. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's prepare ourselves for the crazy hard time. You know what I mean? That's what Habakkuk is doing here. He knows the Babylonians are coming. And he says, no matter what's going to happen in the days ahead, I'm still going to praise you. That's what I'm getting at right now. Let's get to that place where we worship the Lord all the time, in the good times, in the bad times. Then when we go through like a real crisis, like, you're worthy of my praise. I worship you, Lord. Amen. All right. Well, this is going to get you excited right here. Habakkuk 3 and verse 17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fell, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold. That sounds poetic. And the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. So if there's no food, no veggies, nothing's going on. Hey, gas is getting expensive because what's going on in Texas? And I can't get my Lucky Charms that the kids like because the trucks can't come because they're bringing all the Lucky Charms to Texas. What's wrong with those people? We need Lucky Charms over here, man. You know how hard it is to get my kid to school if he doesn't have the perfect amount of frosted Lucky Charms? No matter what's going on, man, no matter what the Lord's going to allow to happen, we can't let it steal our joy. Amen? If we wake up in a situation, like, remember Y2K, is that what that was called? Y2K, that thing? Man, that was freaking me out. Raise your hand if that freaked you out. Yeah, I got a gun for that. I did. It's in my pocket. No, I'm playing. But listen, man, they were talking about no groceries, you know, the trucks won't be able to run, all the computers won't work. What if we end up in a situation like that? What if we get in this crazy war with North Korea or something? You know what I mean? And everything's just crazy, man. We don't know how we're going to eat. Hey, no matter what happens, we got to focus on Jesus. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. We can't let them steal our joy because we know God has allowed me into this situation. He is going to work it out. Amen. Okay, so let's wrap things up. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I don't know where we're going to eat. The fig tree ain't producing no figs. There's no cattle in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to praise you no matter what. No matter what's going on, I'm going to rejoice in you. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Look at that. I'm a saved person, man. I am a saved person. That the Lord God has saved me. So if I'm going through this situation, I can focus on like that verse we read this morning. You know what I mean? There's so many verses you can grab for strength, man. God's got a great plan for me. God's going to work this out, man. If God's got this stuff in store for me in the future, he's going to strengthen me now. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. I'm his kid. He's not going to reject me or leave me. Amen? Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19. God the Lord is my strength. You see that? Yes, he saved my soul forever and ever and ever. But right here, right now on the planet Earth, when things are really, really hard and I don't know which end is up, God's going to strengthen me, man. He is worthy of my praise, man. God is the Lord of my strength. He makes my feet like that of deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Hey, the water's getting high. Jesus, the water's, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, you know what? The Lord is going to make a way for you to get out of that. He's going to help us advance. We've got to humble ourselves. Amen? All right. So we're going to pass these contracts out. And what these they're very simple. The contracts say that no matter what, I am going to praise the Lord. And if you're in breach of contract, no, I'm playing. There ain't no contracts. But you know what? You're going to be blessed. I'm going to be blessed because I can tell you the times when I praised the Lord during the hard times, man, it was a world of difference between when I got in the flesh. A big time different. All right? Jesus, thank you for blessing these folks, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us a heart for one another and a heart for you, Lord. Thank you that there's a spirit of unity in this church, Lord, a can-do spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we are going to have a prosperous, blessed week, Lord, and that you are going to strengthen us. And no matter what comes our way, Lord God, no matter what trials you allow us to go through or what consequences we face, Lord, Lord God, that we will praise you because you are worthy of our praise. You are a good God no matter what, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, a couple of things we need to talk about. Bring in some stuff for that yard sale. Good stuff. Don't be that person who drops off rubbish. Don't be. I don't know who you are. No, it's me. No, it's me. Like, they ain't going to know it's mine. Trash can was full. Now, just bring good stuff, you know, bring it in by Friday. We need volunteers for Friday. We need volunteers for Sunday. Men, Sister Robin, what time Friday? 4 o'clock Friday.
You got to drop stuff off. You can just put it in the children's room for this week because we're doing it Saturday.
Yes.